Beijing has hit back at the G7 nations for their criticisms during the summit. Leaders of the world's major democracies presented a united front on China, calling out what they described as maligned economic practices and concerning military activity around Taiwan and in the South China Sea. Chinese officials accused the bloc of stirring up trouble in the Asia-Pacific and have downplayed concerns about alleged human rights abuses in Xinjiang, Tibet and Hong Kong.
The G7 summit and the countries concerned smeared and attacked China and brazenly interfered in China's internal affairs. China has made serious representations to the Japanese side.
Beijing has sought to discredit the G7, calling it an anti-China alliance led by the United States. It says Washington itself is guilty of economic coercion, pointing to trade restrictions imposed on Chinese technology companies.
So they feel it's being very much dominated by the U.S., that the U.S. is continuing this kind of Cold War in terms of tech, but this containment policy overall.
State media have contrasted the summit with a gathering of Central Asian leaders in Xi'an last week. President Xi Jinping signed numerous deals, increasing trade with the five countries. Analysts say criticisms from the G7 are pushing China to rely less on the West.
China is already taking a whole host of steps to mitigate that by increasing its trading ties and investment ties with the developing world, with countries that don't have the same kind of concerns about exposure to China.
And while the G7 condemns Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, China maintains close ties, with Xi expected to host Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin this week. Analysts say the G7's stance toward Beijing has deepened the fault lines between China and the West. So far, they remain economically intertwined, but increasing distrust between both sides means tensions in future are likely to rise. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.
Russia has introduced what it calls